It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are glad to welcome back Kopecky to the airwaves of KCSN. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
Gabe and Kelsey are here speaking for the band, as they are wont to do.
Voice of reason over here.
Yeah, someone's got to do it.
Well, you know, it's funny that I wasn't going to start with this, but that's an interesting thing. As the band continues to grow and develop, I imagine, I know for a fact that you guys recorded like up to 30 songs for the new album, Drug for the Modern Age, and then you had to decide which songs are making the album.
Yeah, that painful process.
Very painful.
Yeah.
Do, go on.
Well, it was, you know, we tried to do it in a very bipartisan slash... It's weird. You got to try to do it in a non-emotional way because it is so emotional.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to sit down. And what we did is our producer came up with the idea of he had a list of all the songs and had people put a tally next to each song they chose. And then we'd email back him exclusively. And one else
like
would
see it. Oh, like a blind vote.
A blind vote. And then he would put together all the numbers. and then we would – that was kind of how the record worked out. And I think about 8 out of the 12 songs worked out that way. And then the last four were either, I think that's where the emotions kicked in. It was a little bit of an emotional impulse of like, this needs to be on here. We feel really good about this one. A song called Closed Doors that I really loved and her and I were passionate about. You know, we made sure that I made the record. And a song called Drug for the Modern Age, which actually ends up becoming the title track, which I hated, ended up becoming a song, you know, that's it.
But you don't hate it now.
Well, you know,
you learned to love it.
You learned to, you know, it was.
I mean, it's the title track. Come on,
I know, right? It was title track because it's so esoteric. Why not? No, the thing was with that is that actually Steven, I'd sent him a demo of something. I'd sent it to most of the band, and Steven kind of really patroned it. And then Kelsey wrote lyrics for the second verse of it, and Steven, I think, did 3 and 4. Was that it?
I think so. Yeah. Yep.
And he was kind of going through a very specific time in life where the song really kind of filled. A bit of the void that he was going through. And it kind of made sense that that needed to be on the record despite whatever I felt. And that's the whole point of, you know, making a record. It's not just about her and I or just about me. It's about what all 6 people feel.
Right.
So that all the 12 tracks represent that.
I saw that person in the parking lot while I was pushing a ghost of car. I thought you noticed, but no, eyes, it's not my cape. So I made my way up to you. Say, hello, can I help you out with that? You look confused, I look confused, and that's what I grab. I told you I was a COVID bag. He said, how about that? He was all I so good you to call me. It was a lie, so know you're late. It was a lie, I'm saying sorry, till I know you're mine. Hey, you know, I don't look that cool. Diving on grandmother's Malibu. But I'm persistent for days, and I got gas in the tank. I started to walk away. I said, hey, can I take you for a day? That broken star, I couldn't have a smile on my face. I told you I was a millionaire. He said, how about that? It was a lie, just to get you to call me. It was a lie. It was a lie, just to get you to call me. It was a lie. know you're mine. Until I know you're mine.
Thematically, the album had a lot to do with, you know, the modern age in the sense of A, technology, mobile technology in particular, yeah. Social media, prescription pills. You know, everybody never wanting to stop for a second. Something happened. I mean, you were on your cell phone right up to the second we started talking. So talk about how that was part of what was driving the overall picture of the album.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. There's this realization that all of us aren't very content sitting quietly, you know, with ourselves. Maybe it's a voice in the back of our head that we don't want to hear or we're not ready to hear. But we realized that all of these songs that we were writing, like I kind of presented this song called Thrill of Passionate, and it was all about how so many married couples or partners have this kind of like longing for the temptation of infidelity, or they want what they can't have. And I was like, what is that? And so writing the song was kind of that exploration of like, what is it? Why is the grass always greener? Seemingly. So we had that kind of thing. And then, you know, there were other songs like Drug for the Modern Age, this song called Burnin' that's all about kind of this tide of alcohol and, just like these themes throughout, and not all of them were like, oh, you're addicted to pills or a specific, but it was the sense of like, what is the sense of not okayness?
Filling the hole, yeah.
Yeah, so we say the album asks more questions than gives answers. We're not trying to say like, and here is the prescription to cure it all, but it's like, hey, notice, you know, like, what can you do to maybe have a little more peace in your life or a little more stillness?
Tell me that talking like you own the place. You won't even soon walk a mile in my face. Get over it, look before I go away. Cause I think you will begin another day. We wanted this, talking like you own the place. You won't even soon walk a mile in my face. Get over it, look before I go away. Cause I need you.
Having a song on the radio or having people know our music is, it kind of stops you in your tracks, you know?
Especially when it's in so many different locales, so many different settings, you know, and you realize that either through a viral adoption, through, you know, radio as a medium, people are, they're the receiver. Totally. You know, when you make them, you have an intention for people to hear them and feel them. And then when you get there, first time they've ever laid eyes on you, you've ever laid eyes on them, they've already received the message. That has to be fun, but at the same time, I guess, rewarding too, totally. Right?
Definitely.
My neighbor in Nashville, he walks over to my house through the day and he goes, "Are you in a band called Kopecky?" And I go, "Yeah." And he's like, did you just release a single on Spotify? And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "It was on this German guy's playlist that I follow." You know, and this guy's, he's,
well, that's he, how I, everybody I, breaks I, the records these
and,
days.
And I think he's 60. You know, he's a hip older guy, you know, like yourself.
Yeah.
You're not old. You're
I'm not hip.
Yeah.
You're like 51.
He walks 45. Over and he says this to me, and I'm just like blown away. And, you know, like that got me excited. I'm like, it's amazing where people will find and
look
discover
at that
your
connect.
Music. And that's so bizarre. Like, I mean, the next, when I got a vinyl in, you know, the week before we left for tour, I went and I set it against his door, and he came home and he texted me, and he's like, "What? You gave me a vinyl?" And it's just aww. Like, it's just, I hope that's the biggest thing is, you know, like going back to what you're saying about Heartbeat specifically, when we first heard it on the radio or when fans came and they sang the song, I think the most important part for any artist, specifically for us, is to maintain that sense of the Christmas morning. You know, every time someone hears our song or every time we play a show, that someone is so excited to be singing the words with us. Like, that's illuminating in so many ways.
It really is.
And I want to make sure that stays there as much as it stays there with, you know, my neighbor coming to my house or hearing it in a coffee shop.
Time to come in. Open mama up. We'll be all day till we leave at 8. Don't you feel it as well? The weight of all the day. I think you know what's next. I think you know so. Sitting on a rope for my breath of bed. It is a dream I stay. Now don't you feel it? Oh, the pressure in your chest. I think you know what's next. I think you know so. Talk to me, tell me how it seems. Cause I want to be. Bye. like that.
Well, people are going to have a chance to see you tonight. You're going to be at Echo Park, so you're going to perform. And people, I guess, for many people, they'll be getting their first taste of songs.
Definitely, yeah.
In the live setting, how long have you been on tour, on this particular tour?
For like a month.
So that the songs have found their voice stage by now.
Yeah, it feels good.
It's good having you back. It's good having a new Capecchi album, Drug for the Modern Age. It's in stores now and online everywhere.
That's right.
I'm so used to saying in stores. Which I guess also apply to online stores, but it's also online. Let's face it, so many of the people don't ever walk into a record store anymore, but we encourage, yes. For this particular record, I like the cover art.
Right? Go pick it up. It's beautiful.
It's Capecchi live on 88.5 KCSN. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks
for having us.
Thanks.